Santa Fe is a city full of contradictions, and so on one end of the spectrum you have the tourist culture, this kind of manufactured culture that just feels very hollow. And then on the other end of the spectrum you have very real traditions of, you know, Hispanic, Native American cultures. And I'm stuck somewhere in the middle.
Zach Condon has spent a large chunk of his adult life wandering the globe and writing music reflecting many cultures, French, Balkan, Mexican, and more. But with the new album, The Riptide, his band Beirut is coming home. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, it's Rita Houston. Zach Condon grew up in Santa Fe, but at 16 dropped out of high school and moved to Europe and discovered Balkan folk music. He did return to the States to go back to school, but he kept tinkering with music. And a collection of Balkan-tinged pop songs he recorded in his bedroom were released in 2006 as the album Gulag Orkestar, under the band name Beirut. And it kind of exploded, in a good way. In the years since, Condon hasn't been satisfied with just one musical tradition, looking to France on the band's second album, The Flying Club Cup, and then to Mexico on the EP, March of the Zapotec. The new album, The Riptide, stays a little closer to home. But when Beirut came by FUV, Zach talked with host Elisa Ali about his wandering ways.
You guys are a bunch of vagabonds.
Yeah, it's definitely the case. But there's a story behind that, too, and it's not because of the traveling. I think it actually comes from a much more fantastical place than any reality.
You're going to have to expand on this fantastical place.
Well, I often get asked, why are you trying on these different styles? Why do you list all these city names in your album, that kind of thing? And it's taken me a while to think of a good answer for that, because before I don't know, because I like it, you know, it's very simple. But I think it comes from growing up in Santa Fe, actually.
Which, of course, there is a song called Santa Fe.
There is a song called Santa Fe.
On this new one.
That we'll play. I felt that in my own life I had a kind of void of culture, like I was looking for one and didn't belong to any. And my solution to that was to lose myself in other people's cultures, in movies, in music.
Past records, the Gulag Orkestar, that was very, you know, Balkan, and then Flying Cup was very French. And I'm sorry to, like, describe it so crudely.
It's okay. For this album, it was about coming home.
Yeah.
Or at least trying to find a home, I guess. I've been doing the same thing in my life, in my real life, outside of music, too. Just trying to find some way to keep my feet on the ground and get my head out of the clouds. And so it only made sense that the music follows suit. This last year, it just kind of hit me that, like, I'd been living out of a suitcase since I was 17 years old, and my brain had become a messy place because of it.
And so do you feel like you're settled down now in Brooklyn, or...?
I'm getting there.
Yeah?
Yeah, I got a beagle.
So now you got this dog to take care of.
So now I have this dog to take care of. I bought a house. There's just all these things that, you know, settling in, trying to create a real life.
If I had only told you so.
That was Santa Fe and Goshen. Live music from Beirut. The new album is called The Riptide. Take 5, produced today by Ave Carrillo. Check out the complete interview online anytime at WFUV.org.